We begin the current daf Masechtas Naz with daf Chav Ches. We begin three lines down for the top of the Yomit, where the Gemara is in the middle of discussing a brisa that Rava introduced to ask on Rav Nachman. That is, this is a continuation from the previous daf, where we had a halacha in the Mishnah, and then we had a halacha in the Mishnah Masechtas Me'ilah. We had a few different places where we found a unique halacha regarding the halacha of a Nazir. That is, if a Nazir, who at the conclusion of his Naziris or her Naziris brings three different karbanas, a chadzis, an oil, and a shlam, somehow, if the Naziris got stopped in middle, for example, like the halacha of our Mishnah, where a woman had her husband be made for her neder of Naziris, which is allowed to, or if the person died in the middle of his Naziris. Now, but however, before it had stopped, the person had already designated the monies for the karbanas of their Naziris, but now there's no usage for it, because they're not going to end up completing their Naziris to bring their karbanas. What do you do with those monies? So the Mishnah said it depends if those monies are mufurashais or stumais. If they were already designated for chatas, oil, and shlamim, then you have a chatas mixed in over there. Chatas has to be thrown to Yama Melech. You can't use it. It's forbidden to have any usage of it. And therefore, if you don't know which ones it is from all that mixed in, everything has to go to Yama Melech, or all the animals have to die. But if there's mois stumois, if there was unspecified funds, which means to say that he said that these are for my karbanas, but she never specified the word chatas. Now, technically, that could mean they could use all that money for one of the three karbanas, which is shlamim. Therefore, there's a halacha l'mishum misina that tells us that actually you can take all those monies, even though technically there's monies of chatas inside over there, and what's called yiplo nadava. All those monies could be used to purchase karbanas oila that are used for kaitza mizbeach when the mizbeach is idle. That was the halacha l'mishum misina. Now, that there were a few amirom, including one of them, Rav, that qualified this halacha l'mishum misina and says that it's only something like ma'is, like money, that's satumais, that's unspecified, that's where the halacha l'mishum misina was set. However, like as Rav said, if it's a behema that he had separated, let's say parim, not the animals that he would be bringing, other animals, which he designated that when the time comes, I'll sell them and he'll buy the karbanas that he needs, a kebes and kivsa and an aisle, that's what he's going to buy. So on that, Rav said, that's not like money, because it's not money, it's the animals. Now, on that, Rav Nachman qualified and said that the halacha of Rav was only talking about a tamima by unblemished animals. Where there, you have to wait till it develops a blemish, because any animal that could be utilized as a carbon, you can't just sell it, you can't use it for chulin, you have to wait till it develops a blemish. That takes time, that's not something that's liquid cash, it's not going to have the same qualifications as money, and therefore it does not fit into the halacha l'mishum misinai. However, on that Rav Nachman said, Rav would agree if it's a behema that was a balas mum, if it was blemished already, so then it's the same thing as like money. Money is just a dollar bill, but an animal is something that you could just as easily sell and get money for. And that Rav Nachman said that would be considered like mois stumois, like unspecified funds, because these parim, you didn't say what you're going to use them for, and therefore it's not, you didn't designate a chatas, it's not explicit that there was a chatas in there, therefore all those animals could be sold, and then yipul and adavad be purchased to buy a carbon oila from all those funds that from the nazir or the nazir that's not going to be used for the karbanas anymore. Now that the Gemara had asked one question, and then the question of Rava, which are asking on this halacha of Rav Nachman, that seemingly we see that there is no differentiations when we find regarding the animals of a nazir that stops in middle. And that is once that the animal is there, that we see that it's like mufurashis, that it is going to be yechul yam hamelach, that it's not going to be considered like mois tumas. And that's where we're in the middle of this brisa. Now the brisa that we began explaining talks about the repetition of the word karbanai in regards to when it talks about a person sinning, which is by a nasi and by a hedyot, where you have to bring a karban. So why say his karban? So first the brisa says to say because you can't bring his father's karban. Moreover, that it repeats karbanai to say that not only can he not use his father's karban when they're different types of sins, but even when they're the same type of sin. Now that's where it says a third time karbanai to say that even if it was not only his father had separated an animal, but even, in other words, the father did the same sin and then his father died, and he had already separated the animal, he can't use his father's animal if he has the same sin. But it says that a third time the word karbanai to tell you that even if it wasn't even an animal that was separated, it was just ma'is tumais, it was just unspecified money that the father had set aside, still karbanai says that you have to bring your own carbon, you can't bring your father's carbon. And again, you would have thought that maybe you could, because like we find by halacha l'mishum misina by Nazir, that he could bring his father's ma'is from Naziris. So that's where the middle of the Braisa. The Braisa said that he can't bring his father's karbonos. And the Braisa continues, Yochol yitzi b'moi shehifrish aviv, which that's what's going on. You would think, okay, fine. We just illustrated from three times the word karbonos being said there in the parsha that, okay, he can't use his father's monies that his father has set, designated for his own chatas of that sin, and then he died, and now there's that money there. The son who did the same sin can't use that money. And that's afilah min akala alakala, even if they both had the same lenient type of a sin, or min achamur alachamur, even if they both did the same stringent type of a sin. Fine, it has to be your carbon, not your father's carbon. Aval, but you would think, yaitze b'karbon shehifrish la'atzmai, that a person can use the carbon that he had separated for himself. Even min akala alachamuro, min achamur alakala, even if there are different types of sins, because it's your own carbon, it is karbonai. You did one type of a sin. Now, whatever it is, whatever the reason is, you don't need that carbon anymore for that sin. Now you would think if you make a different sin, you can use that same carbon because it's your carbon. Tamalema, that's what the pasuk teaches, karbonai al chatasar. Well, actually, that's not the exact words there, as the Rashi explains. It says, by the parasha, by the se'ira, it says, vehevi karbonai se'ira zizim al chatasar. So it says karbonai, and it says al chatasar on his sin. What that means, the Braisa says, achi karbonai l'shum chetar. Until it's going to be a carbon for his sin. In other words, if he has different sins, you can't bring karbonai. The karbonai, his carbon has to be al-chatasa, on his sin. Can't be for a different sin that he did. So the Braisa continues, okay, fine. Yochol lo yetzi b'behema shefesh la'atzmus. You would think from this that we learn karbonai, that has to be al-chatasa, that if he had already separated an animal, and again, let's say he lost it and he then used a different carbon for that sin, now that he has that carbon still there and he has a different sin, so you think you can't use his own carbon for a different sin of his. Min akala ala kala, or min achamura ala chamura, which is that, yes, by an animal you can't use it even for the same lenient type of a sin or same stringent type of a sin, in the same stringent category for something that's a chayiv skilon, or afila min akala ala chamura, or min achamura ala kamala, or even if they're different types of sins. Shekein im hifrish behema ala chaylev vehevi ala dama, and that is because we could understand that you can't use even your own carbon for even the same type of a sin, but if they're different sins, because we find such a precedent if, let's say, someone separates an animal for a sin that he had ala chaylev, for consuming forbidden fats, vehevi ala dam, and then instead of bringing it for that sin, he brings it for a different sin of consuming blood. Oy ala dam vehevi ala chaylev, or let's say he separated because he had sinned by consuming blood. And then he doesn't bring it for that. He brings it for a different sin for consuming forbidden fats. Now, there, the halacha is, shahari loy ma'al. There, the person, if he does that, he has not committed me'ila, misappropriation of hektish funds. Now, the reason being is because when someone does that, let's say, b'shoigig, there's not going to be me'ila. Because me'ila is only when you switch something from a domain of hektish to a domain of a hedyot, which means you use it for your own needs when you do it b'shoigig. But here, when you switch it from a carbon that was supposed to be brought on dam, and you bring it for chaylev the other way around, you're not switching it from hektish to hedyot, you're just switching from hektish to hektish. Therefore, you have not violated the halacha of me'ila. Now, therefore, v'loy keeper, so therefore what happens is that you have not fulfilled your obligation, you're not atoned for the sin that you're bringing it for. And the reason being is because it has not yet been removed from its original status, which it was supposed to be brought for that first sin. Because the only way you could remove a hektish item from its chazaka is by me'ila. Me'ila is a special halacha where, yes, by committing this transgression, you have removed it from what it was, which was hektish, to a hedyot for your own purposes. And thus you violate and you have all those penalties that come with me'ila. But when you took it from hektish to hektish, from chaylev to dam or dam to chaylev, you have not removed it from what it was originally for. And therefore, that's why there's not me'ila, and therefore, neither is there considered a kapara for the thing that you're bringing it for. So therefore, as the Rashi explains, what the Braisa is saying is, so since when you do it b'shoigig, where again, therefore there's no me'ila, and therefore there's no atonement, so the same thing would apply when you do it intentionally, when you want to take it from a chatas of chaylev, and to use it for a chatas of dam, that you haven't had an atonement. So therefore, yes, that's how we understand the Braisa is saying that, okay, from karbon al chatasa, we would understand that you can't even use your same carbon for a different sin. As we find such a precedent in halacha, that when you do it b'shegig, it doesn't work, there's no me'ila, hence no kapar. So, okay, b'mezi, when you do it deliberately, it also is not going to work. Aval, but you would think, that you would be able to fulfill an obligation for a different sin if what you had designated for the first sin was not an animal, but rather monies. And that would be minakal lakala, u minachamur lachamura, whether if they're the same lenient type of a sin or same stringent type of a sin, or even minachamur lakala, minakal lachamura, even if they're different types of sins. Why? Shkenim hifrish la'atzmei mois minachela, because take picture this same comparison where if let's say someone designates money for himself for a sin of forbidden fats, vehevi aladam, and he takes that monies and uses it for a different sin, or aladam vehevi alachelav, or we separated monies for a sin of consumption of blood, and he brings it for the consumption of forbidden fats. There the halacha is shahari ma'al. There, and although this was seemingly the same type of a case as by an animal, here, if you do it b'shagig, you have committed me'ila. The reason being is because the money, unlike the animal, does not have physical sanctity. It's just kedushas damim. It doesn't have kedushas aguf. Kedushas aguf is only something that physical sanctity, meaning this itself would be brought on the mizbeach, which is not the case by monies. Now, therefore, when you go ahead and you take these monies and you give it to the one who's selling you the animals to purchase a different carbon, you have now taken the monies and deconsecrated it to chulin, because that's what happens when you give it to the one who's selling you the animals. He's not taking hektish money from you. The hektish gets transferred to the animal. Now that transference from that monies to that animal was taking the money and taking it. Now the money was going out to chulin, because when you generally go out and buy a carbon, so that's what it's being fulfilled for. But here it's changing. It's transferring to something else. Now therefore you have committed me'ilah, because you have now taken what the sanctity of the monies was designated for and earmarked for, and you're now using it for something else. But more than just that, is that it's also in the process is becoming chulin in an inappropriate way, because you're using it for a different, if you're using it for the carbon that it's for, so that's an appropriate way. This is an inappropriate way, but moreover, it's going through a process of becoming chulin, these monies, so that's a transgression of me'ila, and therefore we would have thought that v'chiper, that you would have an atonement with that when you do it deliberately. If you're switching the money that it was meant for something else, just like when there's me'ila, hence there would be kapara, because then it is yours, it has removed it from its original status. You would think the same thing would apply when you do it deliberately. Tamalema, that's what the Braisa teaches, al-chatosai. That again, as the Rosh says, that although by the what we mentioned before, al-chatosai, by Seir HaZizim, it only says one time al-chatosai, but by Kisva, by the female lamb, it says Yavi Karbon Lechatas, and it says there at the end of the parasha of Achipro Lavakoin Alchatasai. So we have another Alchatasai to teach you that not only, like we said regarding the animal, where you can't use your own animal for a different sin, but Achi Karbon Leshem Chate, that even by regarding monies, which we would think would be different, as we do find that there's no Me'ila when switching an animal for a different sin, but there would be Me'ila by switching monies for a different sin. So you would think that then you would have atonement by switching it. So that's what we learned from Al-Chatasa, that no, the kapara is only going to be when you have it on your sin, has to be brought for the sin that it was designated for. If you use the monies for something else, you're not going to get an atonement. That's the conclusion of the Braisa that began on Amud Beis of the previous daf. Now Rava concludes his question on Rav Nachman. K'tani mias behema. But one thing we see towards the beginning of the Braisa, which was quoted on the previous daf, that the Braisa said, it spoke about behemoth. It said that a person, that why are we learning that when it says karbanai, he has to bring his own carbon. It can't be his father's carbon for achatas, when his father had sinned in the same sin, he can't bring that. Is because we find that a precedent like that in the halachas of Nazir, that he can't cut his hair, meaning he can't bring the karbanas of the conclusion of his naziris from the animals that his father had designated for his own naziris, and then his father died, never bring those karbanas. So that Rabbi says, my lava fila balas mum, doesn't it sound like that it's saying that even if those animals that his father had separated and designated, that the son cannot use, is even if they were blemished animals. So what you see from that is, because obviously is that they were like mufurashim, because if they were like stumen, unspecified, which is what Rav Nachman says, that he says that behemoth balas mum is like mo'i stumis, so then he should be able to be megaleach, like mo'ei stumen, which is the halacha ma'ish mesin that we mentioned in the previous daf, that a nazir could bring his karbanis from the unspecified funds that his father had set aside for his naziris. So if you're saying a behemoth balas mum is like moi stumen, then why does the Braisa say seemingly categorically that if the father had set aside animals, the son cannot use those animals for his nazirus? But why not? It says animals, which sounds like giving behemoth balas mum. But behemoth balas mum, according to Rav Nachman, is like moi stumois, which moi stumis the son could use for his nazirus. So that the Gemara answers lie. No, as it answered for a previous question of Rav Nachman, Tamima, when it speaks about over there, by animal that the son can't use, it was talking about unblemished animals. Oh, unblemished animals are considered like mois mufarashis, like explicit money, which there, yes, there is no halacha mishmi Sinai over there regarding the son using that from his father. And so too regarding the halachas that we're discussing in our Mishnah in a different context regarding a nazir, that there, if he had separated animals or she had separated animals, that is not considered in the halacha mishmi Sinai of Yechol and Adova, but rather would be Yechol Yama Melech. Now, then the Gemara asked, as it asked on the previous daf, Ava balas mumai, so what are you saying? So you're saying, like, which is Rav Nachman's position, that if the animal was blemished, then kistuma dami, then it would be like unspecified funds. So then my iri dekatani moi shefish of, then why when it's seeking for a case, when it's talking about that the son would be able to go ahead and use his father's naziris, which, and therefore that moved on in the context of the braisa, thinking, oh, maybe there, when the father had set aside monies for his sin, that then the son could use those monies for his own sin too, as we find the precedent by naziris. Listen, Ibalas Mum should have said even a bigger chiddush. It should have said that even if the father had set aside an animal, not just monies, but blemished, that that's the same thing like mois to mois, and therefore, just like Rav Nachman says in the context of Ahar Halachas of Naziris, that then it's still Yelchel in the Dov, it's like monies. So too, we should have said regarding the Halachas of the Chatas, which is again based on the precedent of the Halacha Moshe Messina of a Nazir, bringing his father's Naziris, also by blemished animals. Why have to go all the way that far to monies? So the Gemara answers again like it answered on the previous question on Rav Nachman, on the previous Dov, Hachanami, you're right. Dilamai Chazia, what is a blemished animal, a Behemoth Balas Mum, fit for? Ledmei. The only sanctity that he has is monetary sanctity. You can't have a physical sanctity if it has a blemish, because you can't bring a blemished animal on the Mizbeach. So it's essentially like money. So demei hain demois. You're right. Monetary value is the same as money, and therefore when the Braisa speaks about, we would think that there would be a difference by monies, because there the son could use his father's money for Naziris. That really means essentially the same thing as a Behemoth Balas Mum, and therefore the Gemara has resolved the difficulties with the opinion of Rav Nachman in his interpretation of Rav, that although Rav said a behema is not like money, that was only behema tamima, but a behema is balas mum, could be easily sold, and therefore has the same halachic status as money. In other words, in the context of a halacha of our Mishnah, in the Mishnah of Masechtas Me'ilah, that it's considered mois tumois, and therefore again, if the Nazir died in the interim, and now he has these animals remaining, it's considered mois tumois, unspecified funds, and the ol yechul, and the davar you could purchase, and a dove with it and bring it as a carbon oil on the Mizbeach. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on this theme of the husband's ability to be made for the Naziris of his wife. So the Mishnah here explains up until when could he be made for her Naziris. So the Mishnah says, Nizrik olau echad min hadam. If let's say the woman already had, she already finished her whole period of Naziris, let's say it was 30 days, now it's day 31, she's bringing her karbanas, and there are three karbanas, there's a chatas, oil, and shlam. Now, the bloods, and that's how the avodah goes, is that you slaughter the animal, and you zayrik, that's the main kapara, is that you throw the bloods where it's supposed to be thrown. So, if they threw already, one of the bloods, meaning one of the animal's bloods, so then the Mishnah says, Ein yachal hafer, the Tanakhama says, the husband can't be mefer ha-naziris anymore. Now, the reason being is because once one of the bloods, meaning from one of the animals, the blood is thrown already, so she's already permitted in wine, she's already permitted to imtam lamesim, and therefore, the woman is not in a status anymore of inu nefesh, she's not in an afflicted state. Up until now, the whole halacha, the whole pretext of allowing the husband to be made for her neder, is because there's two permissions regarding any neder that she makes. Devar mishabeinoi lebeina, things that affect their relationship, and inu nefesh, and the halacha of nazir applies to inu nefesh, which is something that afflicts her soul. She can't be imtam lamesim, she can't drink wine. So the husband's allowed to be yem shama, be made for her naziris. But here, once one of the bloods are thrown already, she already has an atonement to the sense that she's not any more prohibited in becoming impure to dead people or to drinking wine. So therefore, the Tanakhama says he can't be made for anymore because there's no more pretext to allow him to be made for. Kiva, he extends it even more. He says, even if one of the three animals was, they didn't even throw the bloods yet, it was just slaughtered in the Yochla Hafer, then Rabbi Kiva holds that even if the bloods weren't thrown yet, the husband can't be made for the neder. And the Gemara will explain the reason is because of Hefsed Kachem. Because if he's made for the neder now, so then what are you going to do with this animal that was slaughtered already for Kachem, and there's no utility for it anymore because now you can't conclude the Avaida for it because it was already slaughtered, and now you can't bring it for what it was slaughtered for, which was for Naziris. What Naziris? He was made for the neder of Naziris. So there's no more Naziris. And because of the Bezoyin for Kachem, we don't allow him to be made for anymore, even though technically she's still in the status, in the state of Inu Nefesh, because until the bloods are thrown, she can't drink wine to be Metama L'Mesim. Now, on this, the Mishnah explains and clarifies the case that we were discussing up until now, B'medma Amum. When did we say this regarding up and when could he be made for the Neder, which according to the Tanna Kamma is only up until the blood was thrown of one of them, or according to Rabbi Kiva, even if one of them was slaughtered? That's B'Teglachas HaTahara. That's what we're talking about when she's bringing her kabanis of the end of her Naziris, when she was a Tahar Nazira. Now, Aval B'Teglachas HaTuma Yafer. But when she's bringing the kabanis because she had become Tameh, meaning when a Nazir or Nazir becomes Tameh in the interim of their Naziris, so they have to go through a process and bring kabanis, and then you actually have to start over again your whole counting of a Naziris. So then, that the Mishnah says that then actually he could be made for even after it was slaughtered, even after it was the bloods were thrown. And the reason being is Shu Yachalem, because he could say, I don't want a woman that's afflicted, because even if the bloods were thrown, he could stop it where it is, because she's still going to be, again, when the bloods are thrown is only when she's finishing. She's finished already, so there's no in an effort. Here, actually, she's even have to start over. He says, I don't want such a woman, and therefore he could be made for the neder. That Remeir, I mean, he says, actually, af b'taglachas hatahari offer. He says, he argues on the Tanna Kamma, and he says that even if the bloods were thrown, and obviously argues in Reb Kiva too, that even if the bloods were thrown of the end karbanis, and she's already permitted to drink wine, and mimetam l'meisim, still, Remeir says he could still be made for her Naziris. Why? Because he could say, I don't want a woman that's going to cut her hair. Which means to say that at the end of the process of Naziris, besides bringing their karbanas, after that, the Nazir and Nazir cuts shaves off all their hair. Now he says, I don't want a wife that's totally bald, because it's repulsive for a woman to have all her hair shaved off. And therefore he can be made for her so that she's not going to have to become repulsive by cutting off all her hair. Now, actually, the Rush even says that he holds that even if all the bloods of all the karbanas were thrown already, as long as she didn't cut off her hair yet, he's allowed to be made for the neder because he wants to have it totally stopped so that she doesn't have to finish up in the series by cutting off her hair. And that he's allowed to because he doesn't want such a wife. And therefore, that's considered and included in the other category of what allows him to be made for the nedarim of his wife, which are dvarim shebeinu lebeina, because it affects their relationship. So the Gemara says, "Masnit deloy Reb Eliezer." Our Mishnah, which the premise seemingly of the first part of the Mishnah, is not like Reb Eliezer, because the Reb Eliezer, if it'd be like Reb Eliezer ha'amar, but he says his quote on the Memvav Med Aleph, he says Taglachas Ma'akeves. He holds that not only as the chiddush of the Tana of our Mishnah that holds, and again Reb Kiva takes it even further, that even just one of the three karbanas, If you slaughter and you throw the bloods of that carbon, that it's going to be enough for her to be exempt from all the obligations of a nazir of drinking wine, she could drink wine, she could bring tam lemesim. Well, he has a hold that actually not only that it's not enough with one carbon, but the cutting of the hair is also obligated, withhold the validity of being done with your naziris. Now, therefore, but keeping the legilchas, that's what the Gemara says, since she hasn't cut yet her hair, Asira b'chamer, she's still forbidden the wine. So therefore, b'kivin the islay nivel, since she is in a repulsive state, she's in the state of inu nefesh now, still even though one of the bloods were thrown, so matzi mefer. So that's what the Gemara says. According to Reb Eliezer, he would still be able to be mefer. So obviously the town of our Mishnah is not like Reb Eliezer, again, because according to Reb Eliezer, even if you threw the bloods of the karbanas, it's still not permitted yet for drinking wine because you have to cut your hair, and therefore the husband would be able to be mefer even after the bloods are thrown. But now the Gemara says, "Boha pliki." Now the Gemara comes to explain our Mishnah, which was the Machlekes, the Tanakam, and Rebbe Kiva. What is their Machlekes if it's enough to just throw the bloods that he can't be made for. Like Rabbi Kiva said, even if they just slaughtered one of the animals already, he can't be made for. So we continue on Tamid Beis, where the Gemara explains, Tana Didan Saver, which literally means like the Tana Kama, our Tana, the first Tana holds, the Kivan Deis Darak Alaudam, once the bloods of one of the Karbanis are thrown on the Mizbeach, so La Alter Shari Bacham, so immediately she's permitted in wine, and Vahalas La Nibel, and therefore there's no more Inu Nefesh, because she's permitted in wine, so he can't be made for anymore. His whole pretext of being made for is because she's in the state of Inu Nefesh. Now, the Rebbe Kiva Saver, he holds, Afil Ishtachitas Behema, even if the animal was only slaughtered, in the Yachal HaHafer, he can't be made for. Why? Mishlum has the Kachem because of the loss of the Kachem. Because now you slaughtered it. Okay, and now what? He was made for the nether. So what are you bringing? What are you doing, Zrikas Adam? What are you doing with the meat? You can't do anything with it now anymore because you could only bring it for an Avaida. There's no more Avaida for it because she's not in the Zir anymore. So because of the loss to Kachem, we say, okay, once we slaughtered already, we're not allowing you to be made for the nether anymore. On that, Maskevel Reb Zera. So on that, Reb Zera contends. He says, "Vamai, but why? Why would this be considered a disgrace for Kachim? A very simple solution to allow this carbon to still be sacrificed and the meat to be eaten. Lizrig damin shaloi lishman. Let the bloods be thrown on the mizbeach, not for the sake of a nazira. And v'yatra basa b'achila. And there the meat will be permitted to eat through the throwing of the blood. Shaloi lishma." Because as the Rush brings, the Mesech de Zvachim opens up by saying, Kal HaZvachim Shenizbechu L'Shalei L'Shman, all sacrifice, all karbanas that are brought not for their sake. We take the case that we're discussing over here, where this was supposed to be the karbanas of a Nazira. So he's saying that once he's made for the Neder, after it's slaughtered, so what are you going to do with it? What do you mean, what are you going to do with it? Bring it Shalei L'Shma. You obviously can't bring it for Nazira anymore because she's not a Nazira, but bring it for something else. Bring it for a Shlamim. The Mishnah in Masechta Zvachim opens up and says that that's kasher. It's just shalo olavayim shalom chayva. You're just obviously not fulfilling the obligations of the owners, but which you don't need one because she's not a nazir anymore. Now, moreover, the Rosh Hashanah points out is that it's not necessarily when it says that you should be zerikit shaloi lishman, meaning you have to have a mind shaloi lishman. Even if you just do it stam without having any specific attribution, the halacha is that it's not standing anymore to be used lishman, because once the husband was made for a nadir, are of Nazir, so he's not a Nazir anymore, so just throw it just regular. And then that's valid to permit the meat to be eaten, so there's no hefsid of kachim. As the Gemara says, Milay Tanya didn't really know the Braisa this same idea. The Braisa says, Kivsei Atzeres, which are the lambs that are brought on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So the halach is, Sheshachtan Shaloi Lishma. If let's say they were slaughtered, not for the sake of being the Shalmei Atzeres, which are the Shlamims that are brought on Shavuos. You didn't have it, you didn't do it Lishma. Oy Sheshachtan Lefnei Zmanan. Or they were slaughtered before the appropriate time. In other words, before Shavuos. Oy La'achar Zmanan, or after the time, meaning they were brought after Shavuos. Even if they were slaughtered Lishma. So there the halacha is, Hadam Yizarek V'abasur Yoichel, the blood is thrown, and the meat is eaten, which the Rush explains, that actually could be even Bay Bayoyim, meaning even on Shavuos itself, according to the one who holds that Nedarim and Nedavim could be brought on Yom Tov, and this would be a Nedava. It's obviously not considered the Shalmei, the Shalmei Atzeres, because they're brought Shalei Lishma, and therefore it's not fulfilling the obligation, but it would be, we consider like any carbon that's brought Shalei Lishma, which is not fulfilling the original thing it was brought for, but it would be brought like a Nedava. So then you could sacrifice the Murim on Yom Tov and then eat the meat. Now even according to the one who holds that Nedarim and Nedavim are not brought on Yom Tov, so you would sacrifice the Imurim, the sacrificial parts at night, and then you would eat the meat. But again, as the Rush says, the blood would have to be thrown on the Yom Tov itself, so that it shouldn't become possible by Shkir Zacham, by sundown, where it has to be brought on that day. Now, but the Braisa says, V'mhois is Shabbos, but if this happened and it was on Shabbos, Lo Yizrik, where although you're allowed to bring certain karbanis on Shabbos, but you can't bring an Adava on Shabbos, even if you could possibly bring on Yom Tov, so therefore, Lo Yizrik, you wouldn't be able to throw the bloods on Yom Tov. Now, as the Rush points out, although actually the throwing of the blood is only a rabbinic prohibition, as the Gemara brings in Perek Eilu Dvarim, still the Chacham was stringent, because since this is like fixing the carbon, which is that you're fixing that the Imurim, if you're throwing the blood now, that you'll be able to sacrifice the Imurim at nighttime to then be able to eat the meat, so it's similar to the prohibition of taking off Trumas and Maisis, which is forbidden on Shabbos and Yom Tov, although it's rabbinic. So therefore, if it's on Shabbos, where obviously you can't bring the Dharma and the Dabbas, neither can you either throw the blood on Shabbos, Vimzark. If you did, you violated that rabbinic prohibition. So Hurtzo Lahakter Murm La'erv. So then it is considered as if accepted to then be able to sacrifice the sacrificial parts at nighttime. And again, it's only at nighttime because you can't bring the Murm during the daytime on Shabbos, which is forbidden to bring that on Shabbos because it's not in the Chiyuvim allowed to be brought on Shabbos, but not in the Dharma and the Dabbas. Now, but one thing that we see from this Brisa is that you could throw the blood of the Kivsei Atzeres, which were slaughtered Shaloi Lishma, for something that it wasn't standing to be brought for before it was slaughtered, meaning it was supposed to be the Kivsei Atzeres. But since it was slaughtered Shaloi Lishma, we see it's not the end of the story. We see you could still throw the blood and eat the meat because it could then be brought for something else. So why are you saying in the interpretation of Rebbe Kiva that after it's slaughtered, he can't be made for anymore because it's going to be a loss of kachem? What type of loss? You'll be able to throw the blood, shalei lishma, even stomach, which is shalei lishma, and then you'll be able to eat the meat, like we see over here in this braisa regarding the shalmi atzeres. So Amri, they said, you're right. Eidah shachar oylo ishlamim. There's three karbanas that every nazir, and in this case, the woman Nazira, brings upon the conclusion. There's oylo, shlamim, and chatas. If the first karban that we were discussing, we said that the atonement, what allows her to now consume wine, or to be metamala mesim, is one of the three karbanas. Now, so the Tanakam was saying regarding the throwing of the blood. It can't be made for because she's already permitted, no more ini nefesh. Rekiva extended it to even slaughtering. So on that is what the Gemara says, if the one that was slaughtered for already was the oilo or the shlamim, then hachinami, then you're right. Then you would be able to do, as we just illustrated from the Brisa, that you'd be able to throw the blood, shaloi lishma, and then the carbon would be able to be consumed because all zvachim that nizbuchu shaloi lishman are kosher, it's just shaloi lebayim shalom chayva. But elohacha ma'iskinam, but on that the Gemara says, but what are we discussing over here in our Mishnah? The one that was slaughtered first, which is the one that we're talking about, because you only need one out of the three for the Tanakama, which Rebbe Kiva is extending even to slaughtering, was the chatos. Now chatos, actually, as the first Mishnah Maseches Zevachim explains, is different because if it's slaughtered shalei lishma, it's actually pasul. It's not kosher. It's not a valid carbon. You can't go ahead now and eat the meat. Kedetnan, like we learned in the Mishnah Memheim and Aleph, im gilach al achas mishloshtan yatsa. If you cut your hair from only one of the three carbonates that were brought, you have fulfilled your obligation. Meaning that now you're permitted in wine, it can be tamal mesim. So obviously that you see from that Mishnah Daf Mem Hey, that whichever one of the three you want to cut your hair on, you already have nullified your naziris, and that could be where the chatas are and shlamim, and that's what the Gemara has explained, that our Mishnah is told when the chatas was the one that was brought first. Now, actually, the Rush points out that the Gemara should have brought the Risha of that Mishnah, which says that actually the order that it's usually be brought in is chatas, oil, and shlamim, which that would have told us more explicitly that it's a chatas that's brought first. So on that the Rush says, the reason why it brings this part of the Mishnah over there is because once it's bringing that Mishnah, it wants to bring the source for the Chacham's opinion of our Mishnah, which is this idea that just bringing the bloods of one of the three karbanas will already permit the woman to consume wine, and hence, it's not going to be considered inyan nefesh anymore. And that's why the Chacham say that if she only brought Zarik, one of the bloods of the three karbanas, he can't be made for anymore. Which again, Rebbe Kiva is extending. But that's what it is. It's extending to say, specifically in the case of a chatas, because it could be either one of the three. And that is, once you bring even just one of them, you already have fulfilled your obligation. And that Rebbe Kiva says, if the one that was being brought first was a chatas, and even if it wasn't thrown yet, and she's still in a state of inyan nefesh, and it was just slaughtered, we don't allow him to be made for anymore. Why? She's in inyan nefesh. Because there's going to be hefsed kachim. Why is there hefsed kachim? Didn't you say that kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shelo lishman, you can continue bring it, and it's going to be kosher, and you could eat it. There's no hefsed kachim. That's by other karbanas, but not by a karban chatas, which would be possible, and because of the loss to the kachim, we don't allow him to be made for. Now the Mishnah qualified and said, "B'med devamurim." What we were talking about up until now, that once the bloods were thrown, let's say like the Tanakama, he can't be made for anymore. That was b'teglachas tahara, which is the conclusionary teglachas of bring karbanas when she finishes her naziris, because then there's no ma'ina nefesh; she's already permitted. Of b'teglachas tumah yafer, but when she's bringing the karbonis because she had become tummy as a nazira, then it could be mefer. Because it says, I don't want a woman that's afflicted because that's what she is, because even though she brought her karbonis and the bloods were thrown, it just she's only starting over again now. And therefore, he could stop it even at that point. He said, he says, he argues on everybody. He says that even if she had already, she's finishing on the zeros, and she already brought the karbonis and already threw the dam, he could still be mefer. Why? Because he could say, I don't want a bold wife. It's going to affect the relationship. Now, the Gemara says, but the Tanakam would respond, who he said that he can't be mefer once the bloods are thrown, that it's not considered divam shebeinoy lebeinah. It's not going to affect the relationship. Because she could wear a wig, even though she cut her hair. Now, the peyanachris is the word of pay a little bit means the corners, but since the hair in the Torah is referred to by payist regarding cutting off the hair, so it's called nachris, which is far in here. She takes another woman's hair as a sheitel, as a wig, and puts her on her head. And the Tanakhama holds, it's not considered a isha v'navelis, because she's not going to be bald, so wear a wig. But Rameir Sabah, he argues, and he holds, no, but pay a nachris by a wig, I did a zuama loy nichle. Since it's repulsive to the husband that his wife should put on her head some other woman's hair. And because of that, it's still going to be considered minavelis to him, and it's going to be affecting the relationship, and the husband could be mefer. Now the Gemara moves on to the next Mishnah, again continuing on the halachas of Naziris, ha'ish madu es b'nai b'nazir. A unique halacha, a father, a man, could create a neder of Naziris for his son. And they can make his son have to fulfill this term of Naziris. But ve'ena isha madera says b'na b'nazir, but a woman cannot make her son be required in a vow of Naziris. Now that the Mishnah says ketzad, which the Rosh actually takes out the word ketzad, and even if you have the girsa, it's just like a way of illustrating the next halacha, which actually contradicts what we said. In other words, ketzad gilach isha gilchu krayvav. However, if the son himself cuts off his hair, his father made a Naziris, which he has to grow it and can't cut it off, he cuts it off, isha gilchu krayvav, or his relatives go ahead and say, what is this? What's his father doing? And they go ahead and they do cut off his hair. Or micha, isha micha krayvav, or if the son protests, or the relatives protest. So, and that's essentially the same aloha as the cutting of the hair, because there's no greater macha, protest, than cutting the hair, where if you're a nazir, you obviously can't cut your hair. So, and that's what the Mishnah is telling us, this aloha, where if the son or the relatives protest, that will nullify the nazirs. The girl will explain the reason, how is that possible, if the father makes him have a nazirs, how could it be, by their protest, but that's the aloha, as we'll see in the Gemara, by their protest, or his protest, that will nullify, and he doesn't have to fulfill the Naziris, the son of the Naziris that the father took from him. Now the Mishnah continues, and we explained this Mishnah in detail in the previous staff. And this is similar to those halachas where we spoke about, where if you have a Naziris that stops in the middle, which this is one of those cases, one of them is like a previous Mishnah that spoke about a woman that the husband was made for the neder of a Naziris in the middle, or if the person died in the middle, or if he had a kapara in the middle. This is similar in the sense where, although there was Naziris here, but once the son or the relatives protested, it stops in the middle. So on that, the Mishnah explains, if let's say the father had already designated an animal ready to bring when the son completed his Naziris, so then, hachatas tamas, the one that he separated as a chatas has to die. The oila tikr of oila, and the oila is brought as an oila, v'shlam mikro v'shlam, and the shlam is brought as a shlam. But it's been a chon liyamechad, it could only be eaten for one day, because since it's brought because it was separated as shalmei nazir, which it could only be eaten as one day, although it's not really Shalmei Nazir anymore, it's really like a Nadava type of thing, which could be eaten usually as 2 days, but since it was brought as, it was coming from there, so it's only for one day. And, but, ve'en etun lechem, although Shalmei Nazir do need breads, this Shalom does not need breads. As we brought previously, it has to be Al-Kapi Nazir, and here there's no Al-Kapi Nazir. But if Hayulay Ma'is Tumen, but if there was unspecified funds that the father had set aside for this his son's Naziris, and now it's no more Naziris anymore, so again, that was the Allah HaMashim Messina we said from Rabbi Yechanan, the Yipul and the Dava. So all the monies, even the Chatas fund, since it was unspecified, is all used to bring a Nadava to the Mizbeach. But Mois Mufarashan, if there were explicit funds, although it's monies, but he had said that this is for Chatas, so then Demei Chatas Yechul Yom HaMelech, the monies, that the funds that were earmarked for the Chatas, they're thrown into the Dead Sea. But there's no me'ila. Again, as we explained in the previous staff, although it's the me'chatas, but since it's not ultimately going to be brought kodshe mizbeach, it's only considered me'ilah if it's ultimately going to get there, and here it's never going to get there because it's being thrown to Yam HaMelech. The money that was earmarked for the oila is yivu oila, it's part of the oila. Umayil mehen, and you do commit me'ilah because here ultimately it is going to be used towards being brought in the mizbeach. Tmei shlamim, the money for shlamim, which doesn't talk about me'ilah because shlamim never has me'ilah in this earlier stage. So yivu shlamim, it's brought as a shlamim. The nechon liyamecha, and see for one day, ve'en etun lechem, and again, just like the shlamim itself, when he had separated an animal, the money is for the shlamim, the same thing, that, and also that there are no breads brought for it.